four, three.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm counting myself in.
Don't do that, Brad. You'll go blind.
All right, everybody. Welcome to another Half Shot. I am Brad. I'm here with Samantha and Bill, and we are Three Stars
Podcast.
Bum, ba-dum, bum, 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 bum.
Voltron. Megazord.
Ooh, yeah. I love that. Oh, man. What's his name?
Ultra Mega Megazord. I know. It sucks.
Yeah. With Jason David.
Frank.
David. Yes.
Three Stars Podcast.
Three Stars Podcast. So today we are talking about who the fuck closed last night.
Who did?
It is the most asked question, I think, amongst service industry professionals, bartenders everywhere.
You can't restock straws. What the fuck?
Especially when you walk in and just, you can tell whoever it was didn't give a fuck about the morning crew.
Yeah. And it sounds like a AM problem.
Yeah, exactly.
There's no ice. Oh, the toilet's backing up.
I think that's why there's so much animosity, too, between the day shift and the night shift, right?
Yeah.
I mean, predominantly, yeah. We all know this. The night shift is where the money is.
Yep.
And the day shift sets the night
shift. The day shift is supposed to make less money and take more time to set everything up so the night shift has what they need. A lot of times you will find, I mean, this is not necessarily true, but it is a stigma that the weaker bartenders work the morning and the stronger bartenders work at night.
Yep. Yeah.
It is not necessarily true because... Nope. I have
some people got jobs, some people got kids.
Right. Yeah. And there are a few people who do want to work that day shift because they're good at building regulars.
Yeah.
Right. And so they come in and they work that Monday through Friday day shift that nobody wants.
And I mean, depending on where you are, it can be lucrative, you know, like if you're saturated with businesses that are all going out for lunch.
When I started at Fridays, Fridays was one of the only, you know, places in the area, so it was very busy anyway. But there was one girl, she worked Monday through Friday day shift, and she made a killing because she built the blue collar regular lunch crowd there.
That's how it was at my Fridays too.
Then we had
lunch shift chicks.
Well, we had two people who aimed to get her fired because the one girl was one of the shitty ones was trying to take over, like wanted the day shift because her schedule was changing and her husband's schedule was changing. And so she wanted to work days so that she could be at home with her husband and her son and blah, 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 blah. And so they ended up getting that girl fired. Well, then when she went in and started working days, she's like, I'm not making any money. Yeah, no fucking shit, because those were not your regulars.
Yeah,
right.
Your
those
usurper.
Were her regulars.
Yep.
And they all know you helped get her fired.
Oh,
so not cool.
Yeah, so she lasted doing it like a month, and then she ended up quitting.
Who closed last night? You know, there is a lot of animosity between the morning shift and the night shift. Where I work out at the airport. There is no breakfast does better than lunch does better than dinner. Well, yeah. It's pretty consistent at the airport.
They thought that when I worked out there, they acted like the night shift was so much better, but it wasn't. I made just as much money on the day shift.
Right? Yeah.
Shift is way fucking harder.
I mean, there's one or two night shifts where if you work those shifts, you make better money.
Yeah. You can. But at the end of the day, in a place like the airport and any restaurant in the airport or just a high volume constant, a consistent turn and burn, there shouldn't be animosity. Everybody should be doing their job properly. And sadly, there's not. You know, I'll walk in the door and on some mornings at 5:30 in the morning and sections, tables were not wiped down. There's napkins still under the tables. There, you know, is schmutz on the table.
Schmutz.
There's dinosaur toys, like literally toy trucks and little dinosaurs, you know, hanging out by the booth sections. And I'm like, really, who closed? How hard is it to mop your section, to sweep your section, to take a look and see, oh, there's a toy dinosaur. I should probably pull that.
I will say it's harder to see shit at night. You know what I mean? Like most places, you turn on the house lights or whatever, but like you see shit in the light of day.
That is absolutely true.
I will give you credit for that. I take out my phone and I use the flashlight.
But there you go. And really, a Tonka toy truck just hanging out. Like,
maybe
come
it was
on.
A present. Maybe it was the Tonka.
I mean, I would intentionally leave that. Either that or it would become a bar mascot.
Yeah.
My
right,
goodness.
Like yeah, I would like I'd set it up
All
in
right,
a specific
I,
spot.
Okay, so
on the taps.
But then you know I've worked both shifts. And I'll hear the night staff, fucking morning people. They didn't stock this. They didn't do that. They didn't do this. They didn't do that. And it's, I mean, it's just like, seriously, we are in a restaurant that is constantly busy with a high volume turnover. There should not be any animosity whatsoever.
Well, and things are going to get missed. I mean, if you get your ass handed to you hard enough, you're not going to stay.
Yeah.
You don't want
to extra
stay,
hour to roll that 15 more silverware. Like,
but well, it's always a pain in the ass coming in the morning and having a bunch of silverware in the back, having a bunch of water pitchers in the back that aren't clean.
There's a bunch of work to do.
Like,
right,
come
when you
on,
walk in the door.
Right when I walk in the door, that's not cool. It's just as not as cool as me bouncing at the end of my breakfast shift and not restocking all the to-go, you know, glassware and to-go containers and letting the night staff get pummeled and have to play catch up while they're starting.
Who the fuck closed is also like a shift by shift thing that you have to kind of treat it. Like, who closed their shift?
Yeah, who closed the shift?
Right, because the night crew coming in to a horrible setup from the day crew, you're like, I mean, now I know who closed their morning shift because I'm watching
find
you.
Out. Yeah.
I'm watching you, you know, sit at the end of the bar with your shift drink and you didn't do half the shit you needed to do to get out of here.
Right, or pack up your stuff and peace out.
Right, and but I think that anytime I think morning setups suck way worse than morning or than nighttime cleanups. It sucks to have to clean the bar, but essentially that's all you're doing, right?
Yeah.
And you have all of the time that, I mean, your manager might rush you, but you have all of the time to clean up until you're done cleaning
up.
Yeah,
versus and then it you just have a deadline.
Right. It
opening.
Just comes down to how lazy are you?
Yeah.
Right.
So in the morning though, depending on the bar you work, you get an hour. On the, I would say the average bar, like at best, you get an hour. There are places where I've worked where they're like, oh no, you come in, it's a 2-hour setup because you're making syrups and you're doing all this kind of shit too. Okay, fine, but it's an hour. At the airport, it's 30 minutes.
Yeah, we have a half hour.
Yeah, you walk in and you have 30 minutes to set everything up. But it is, but you also get more people at the airport, like get more employees to help out to open.
You hope.
Like the bartender, where I worked, the bartender came in and they opened and they had 30 minutes before open, but then the next bartender came in at opening.
Yeah.
And so one bartender would take care of the few people while the other one continued setting up and getting things done well. But that's not the way it is in most bars. Most bars, there is one opener and that opener has a fuckload to do.
Yep.
And if they're not set up, like I walked in to where I work now I'm working, you know, at least, you know, 2 opening shifts a month. I walked in, not one table had been wiped down.
Oh.
And it's a 10,000 square foot space or some shit. Not one table had been wiped down. Nothing had been properly put away. Everyone keeps doing this. They keep putting the label for the fruit on top on the lid, but the lemon was on the lime was on the orange, the orange was on the lemon, and they were all out of date. They were all expired 2 days before. And I'm like, guys, what is wrong with this picture here? Right? It's all out of date and they're all on the wrong container. And that's why you don't put the day dot on the lid. You put it on the body of the container. And like that was just the two like biggest things that I was like, what the fuck? But I had a whole list of shit. And then I walked in a month later, I did another close or another open, and I wrote a huge list of everything that had not gotten done. And I turned it into all the managers and I was like, this is unacceptable. I understand if you know it's a say newer bartender or someone just stepped in to help out or whatever, but no joke, I mean it was a two-sided list of things that had not gotten done at the close. I understand if you don't stock the napkins and the straws, maybe you didn't go get more silverware roll up so that the morning bartender, you know, could be ready to go. I understand a few things here and there, but when I've got like a double-sided list.
Yeah,
and
when I have to restock from the night before.
Right.
On like, top of my opening
cleaning
duties.
A bar is cleaning a bar. You can, I mean, at the very least clean, but the bar top hadn't been wiped down. Like nothing had been wiped down.
Ew.
Yeah, it was such a disaster. And I have 1 hour to do all of their closing shit.
And your opening
now,
shit.
And my opening shit. And it was gross.
Yeah.
Whacktastic.
It is whacktastic. What do you have to say about all this?
Well, I don't know. I've been on both sides. I've definitely been that guy. I'm just like, I hate walking in on my night shift and they bitch about how slow it is, but yeah, no prep is done. I think we talked about that. I hate that shit.
Yeah, that's annoying.
And I mean, that's opener to closer, but like it goes both ways too. You know, like as no, like if you don't do your restock, like if I'm restocking twice in my day shift, that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like that means somebody didn't do their job last night. And I don't care like where you work or what you propose the system to be, you know, like I've worked in places where they want to restock in the day. Cause they're like, oh, you're not as busy until you are busy on the day shift. Like I always like, hope for the best, plan for the worst. That's my MO. Like, so I don't know. It sucks. Like I've had shitty days too. And I definitely will bounce without doing my side work. I'm so notorious for that. I'm just like, yeah, fuck it. Looks good. Like you really need those three more roll-ups. You really need those fucking chopsticks, those two pair of chopsticks. Like that's going to make or break your shift. Like, I don't know. It's, I also do both, you know? So it's hard for me. Like I see all sides. They play Iron Man behind the bars.
I think that, when I think about you all the time, Bill, when
I'm an opening machine,
when I come in to a situation, like let's say I'm the opener, I think of Bill all the time, you know, talking about how your prep and your setup is the key to a good shift. And when I walk in and say I'm the 3 o'clock, you know, I'm working the mid shift or something, and I can tell that the person did not set up properly so that they, and like Friday and Saturday this last week, I was the 3 o'clock and I walked in and it was a disaster. But there was a big difference between the Friday disaster and the Saturday disaster. The Friday disaster was actually set up and ready to go and then was a disaster. The Saturday was not a good setup, and they were, but it also happens to be about when they got hit. They got hit 15 minutes after open. So they didn't have the opportunity to use the slower time.
Right, to ease into the shift.
Yeah, to ease into the shift. They just got smacked right out of the gate. And then, you know, what would have taken you 10 minutes is going to take you an hour because now you're, you know, you're being pulled in all these directions. So that setup is key to having a fluid shift.
That's what I tell everybody when I train them too. You know, I'm like, you need to be able to make whatever drink as soon as the doors open. Everything else, like cutting fruit and shit, you can do that throughout your shift. Like, but the setup is important.
See, I do say that cutting fruit needs to be done immediately because you can't just walk by and cut fruit.
That's true.
You have to stop everything. You're in one place, you're stationary. Yeah. So the fruit does need to get cut immediately, but the bar, like all your stuff needs to be out at the bar and ready.
Yeah.
First.
Yeah, and I mean, it says especially fruit. Like, if you're cutting fruit for your well, then yeah, absolutely, like, fruit has to get cut right away. Like, but you should have rollover from the night before. But if you don't, and that's how you know, like, that's how you know how much fruit you have to cut, because you go and you look and see what you have left over, and if there's no limes, then you better start cutting limes.
Yep.
Better have bacon for your bloodies. Better be prepared.
Yeah. I think it's really easy to blame somebody else, but at the end of the day, do your job.
Yeah.
Just do your damn job. You know, like, take yourself out of, you know, your shoes and think about the openers who, you know, will have to roll the silverware that you don't feel like rolling that night because you just got to get out of there. You have to leave. You have to go to this party. You can't stand it anymore. And think about how you would feel if you walked in the door and you had to roll 100 pieces of silverware, you know, or had to cut 2 storm pours of limes. I mean, you know, and it's the same with the morning crew. You know, I understand you want to get out of there. I get it. Think about the night crew. Just give them that little grace and maybe cut some limes for them. You know, make sure all the silverware is rolled.
And I also say that you don't get to just shit the bed because other people do.
Right. Like, yeah. Have a little more responsibility.
I think that sometimes pride. People are like, they stop doing a good job because the other people don't care. Oh, well, you don't do it for me, so I'm not going to do it for you.
You don't seem to care. I'm not going to care.
And slippery slope.
And that's really when the bar starts to fall apart. And that's when, because you have already set the standard that everyone expects on how you operate, if I were to go into work and start doing all of the things that everybody else does, the way the bar is set would start to crumble because they'd be like, oh, well, you know, Brad will do that or so-and-so will do that. I don't have to worry about it, blah, blah, blah. Well, if I stop doing that, if I stop doing the job that I do, then
it just doesn't get done.
And I get blamed for not doing the job. The people who suck at it don't get any more flack than they ever would have gotten, because they're already held to a lower standard, because they've held themselves to a lower standard and they've set that expectation. But if I come in and I just decide that I'm not going to make well drinks today, that they'll just wait. Then all of a sudden it's like, Brad, we need you on the well. Well, you know, you guys can fucking handle it. Right. Like,
I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
It's not my job.
So I just think that it's important to set, like, I honestly think that it's important to set yourself a higher standard than you would even expect yourself to be at. Like, mm-hmm. not over the top to where you're crying because you didn't meet your level of expectability. But, like, you should always be trying to do better. That way, if you are excelling in how you do things, other people will see that and should also be aiming for that. If you do not, then you should be seeking to step up your game, because I guarantee that if you perform terribly, that's why you're not getting your shifts that you want so badly.
Ooh.
And it's not even just a matter of like the setup, but there, you know, being a bartender or being a server, like, it's a multifaceted thing. You might be awesome at setting up, you might be awesome at taking care of guests, you might be awesome at closing down the bar. But if you're unreliable, you don't show up for your shifts, or you no call, no show, and then call in crying with some excuse, or you suddenly have to just leave, or, you know, or you're just, you know, whatever, like, your outside life is in such shambles that you're unreliable and untrustworthy to the managers, then you're also not going to get your shifts.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay. You guys got anything else?
No. Nah.
All right. Awesome. Well, thank you everybody for Three Stars Podcast, listening to Three Stars Podcast. We are Three Stars Podcast, and we are really glad that you have joined us today. Make sure to catch up on our full episodes and all of our half shots, and make sure you like, listen, share, rate, review, and bye.
Bye.